Lord, thank you for your great mercy towards us and the wonderful insights you were sharing about our future. Amen. My cherished family of heart dwellers, your life is only just beginning. The physical death of the Christian body is only the beginning of your true life. If you were caught in any of the disasters on earth and perish, know that I will sweep you up into heaven and you will begin your new life of immortality that very day. You have nothing to fear and everything to celebrate, for the burdens of this dark life on earth will exist no more. And here I was speaking to the Lord just before he spoke to me. I said, "Precious Lord, I'm here and filled with expectation. When the bride song that Ezekiel wrote, the instrumental, was playing, I was coming up the aisle to you to be married to you. Wow, my feelings were churning inside of me and exploding and grasping the reality that was so sweet, I nearly passed out. It was quite amazing. And that, my bride," Jesus began, "is nothing compared to the real thing which you will experience with me in heaven." And then I said, "Lord, please steady my mind. It's been flying all over the place today. Please ground me." Jesus continued, "You are excited because the whole world is about to be transformed. My idea to help all of you is to keep your eyes on the other side, on the prize, on the place I have prepared just for you. Yes, beloved, you are coming home at last. But the moat that you must cross to get there is infested with wild beasts, plagues, and so much confusion. However, you will cling to me, and I will carry you across, unaffected. Yes, to all my brides, I say to you, cling to me and none other. Not the government, not your relatives, not the news, which will be used as a dragnet to capture souls, but just to me. Seek me and my guidance before any decisions, and do not be manipulated into anyone else's agenda. Treacherous are the times laid before you, and whoever conforms to the popular standard will be entrapped." He's saying here that you have to cross a body of water, a moat, he calls it, to get to the celestial kingdom. And he's saying that you're going there, but you're going to cross a dangerous moat that is around it, protecting it. And for that, you have only to cling to him. Flee to the forests and safe places you have prepared, but under no circumstances allow yourself to be put into buses and taken to safe zones, as they will be called, and encampments set up by the government. You will notice the barbed wire is facing inside, not outside. By now you should have books on foraging edibles and sanitizing water. Pray and ask for provision, and I will guide you. There will be safe houses that I have established that you will stumble upon or be led to seek out. Always pray and do nothing that causes a check in your conscience or a bad feeling, because that is how your guardian angel will warn and lead you. And right now I'm going to tell you, this is going to be one of those places. We are very remote in the southern Rockies of New Mexico, the Sangre de Cristo, the Blood of Christ Mountains. And this is one of the places that God will send people. He continued, "Signs and wonders will abound, so keep your eyes and ears wide open to my providence. Stay close to my mother and enlist her for protection. Whenever you feel unsettled, pray the rosary and divine mercy chaplets back to back." Then I said, "Lord, can we finish talking about heaven?" Because I know he has a lot more to say, and I haven't been able to get to it because of domestic duties. "My dearest, you will never finish talking about heaven." But yes, we can, and there is more I have to say. One thing I want to make very clear to you, my people, there is no need to have apprehensions about going to heaven. You are completely covered and protected and provided for. You are going to feel an ecstasy of relief from every guilt, every burden, every apprehension, every anxiety, all, and I do mean all, will be taken off of you, and there will be layer after layer of deep cleansing and restoration as you eat the fruit from the banks of the river of life. You have never known such bliss and freedom as you will experience there. Your soul shall be as transparent and crystalline as the heavenly sea of glass in the throne room. Your joy shall know no bounds. There is more I wish to impart to you, but for now let this suffice. Trust me, my glorious bride. Trust me. Remember, I died a terrible death to open to you the gates of heaven, so that you and your loved ones could enter. Trust me, in even the most volatile and treacherous of circumstances, know that I am with you, and I want you to trust me, and I will bring it to a good conclusion. You are safe. You have my protection through all things that you will experience.